Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I'll tell you the story of a young lady named Victoria Taft. She is a writer for the Umbrella Group, and I think that this is, I don't remember which one this is. It's part of the whole town hall setup. She heard about the one block, there's only one block of area that Antifa has control of right now, so she decided to go find out for herself. And she had questions like, how many blocks under siege is acceptable for a local terrorist group to take over? And if it's only a block, then why haven't they cleared it out? And how many blocks are really taken up? And is it appropriate to encourage this security danger around a federal facility by doing nothing about it? Why didn't they arrest people who have been identified in assaults? Why are the journalists who were attacked while reporting in the story treated as if they were asking for it because they're covering a story? If it's under secure and control, as city and state leaders allege, then why isn't it under control and secure? And why didn't local elected officials hold their press conferences in the riot zone instead of a mile away? And first thing to understand is that Antifa has security. They have lookouts. They note the cars coming into the zone and those that leave. And they have official observers, and they mark these vehicles. They have their own hackers. They have their own social media operators, which is filled with disinformers and hangers-on. Victoria has observed one particular Antifa operator in many ICE photos and still photos. And this individual has been seen for years at other leftist gatherings in Portland. He is violent. He's at ICE all the time. And she told her friend, who covers the story nearly every day, to stay away from that guy. She herself has received death threats from Antifa. And the Portland Police Bureau refused to do anything about it. So, she has adopted operational security. But it was daylight. Daylight is a little less dangerous in Antifa territory than it is in during the night. So, she blocked up. She was in black from the top of her head to her toes. No ID. No pocket letter. She got a ride near the zone from an experienced reporter. And when she was finished, she met the ride out blocks and blocks away, changing her appearance along the way, and then she left town. That's a lot of steps to take. Normally, I mean, that's almost like an intelligence operation. When she got into the zone, in 5 minutes, somebody was already angry at her. She had an Antifa Karen. An Antifa Karen was whining about her camera and telling her to stop filming. But Antifa Karen gave one of her flying monkeys a look, and he grabbed an umbrella and began to harass Victoria so she could not get photos of him. But she didn't want any photos of him. But he didn't want her to take photos of anything, which is why he followed her across the street, which became block number two of Antifa activity. And then, in the video, you'll see a Portland Police Bureau officer. There was a presence of about six cops and other bike cops out there on the Sunday she was out there. Shock number two. Shock number three came at the end of the video when a cop intervened with the Antifa jerk and told him it was perfectly legal for her to take pictures. And a man with a press sign on his back began to yell at the cop that it was okay for the umbrella holder to hide his images. Screaming ensued, and the other reporters came to observe what was all going on. And, you know, but it's not legal for them to do that, you know. It's not legal for someone to take a weapon and umbrella and menace anybody. That's not protected speech. Daytime had a lot of Antifa curious drivers showing up to check this out for themselves. There was a new batch of conservatives watching the daytime antics. She heard a phone conversation with one neighbor lady describing the scene to a friend on the phone, saying that the scene terrified her. She discovered that Antifa works in shifts. They go back to their safe house nearby, which is well known, and get a little R&R before they start their next shift at night, where the violence takes place. And she observed the night or the shift change, which brings us to block number three. They refer to these areas as Antifa-stans. And you can see him going off. She talked to a lady there in her 80s watching the Antifa shift change and told her that, you know, the neighbor said she was with the protesters. Now, she was in black block, so she, you know, she's probably saying, please don't hurt me, Antifa. There were signs all over the place. Please do not vandalize. We have a nonprofit. We're not associated with the ICE building. We believe everyone deserves a place to call home. So, in actuality, what she found out was there was actually four blocks taken over. And then there's the ICE facility itself. It is a fortress, but easily surrounded. And Antifa has taken positions in front of it, across the street from it, and down the block. So this actually spreads it out to a five-block takeover at times. Now, the question, how many blocks can a terrorist group take over before the city begins to send the police to keep the peace, which is a trick question. Well, I guess when Donald Trump orders the National Guard to protect ICE agents, forcing the local cops to show up. Police have always said there in Portland, whether overtly or tacitly, that reporters who dare tell the story are asking for it. So the answer to the questions, the Portland leadership didn't hold its recent press conference in a riot zone because it's a riot zone. They didn't clean up the riot zone in Antifa's area of operation because Antifa is their base. There's probably the equivalent of five blocks under Antifa control. There's no limit to the number of blocks Antifa can control because there's no pushback. Police showed up again only after Trump indicated he'd send the National Guard to protect ICE. And the area is not under control and secure because the city likes chaos more than order and because it redounds to their political belief. And there's the answer. Now we know. Now we know. I think it's a mistake to look at the Democrats and say they're insane or unhinged. I think they're deliberately anti-American. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.